You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to continue our early trek through Love Island USA Season 7. And this has been a lot already, and it's just the beginning. It's just the tip of the iceberg. We're only 8 episodes in, technically, I think, if my math is correct. Tonight, obviously, we're recording this on Wednesday. It's the only night of the week where there is a free, well, Saturday's free. I ain't watching that nonsense. It's on Saturday, but some people might. And if you do, that's good for you. But I am joined by somebody that has been on the podcast before, broken down other shows, but back here to join the Island Boy. I'm just like an Island Boy waiting, you know, to make it happen. So get a little Island Girl. But Kenzie, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Yes, you're right. The summer is young. The season is young with Love Island, but everyone's already making a pretty big impression, and I'm excited to be here and chat about it.
Yeah, me too. We've seen a lot kind of unfold, and the biggest thing that really happened the first part of this last batch, the episodes 6, 7, and 8, which was Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the biggest thing that we saw was the recoupling. Obviously, when the season started, we saw the coupling happen with the girls getting to be the first to kind of pick the people that they wanted to be with. And now the tides turned a little bit. And before we get into that aspect of things, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on some of the early process of these relationships, like Jeremiah and Huda. Like, what are you feeling about that? Obviously this most recent episode, we went down a bad path, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but has there anybody that really has stood out to you solo wise and maybe couple wise before we dive into the recoupling?
I mean, I'd not to like jump on the Jeremiah and Huda hate train. I don't mean to do that, but I can't help but believe that this relationship is just bound to like crash and burn into flames. I just don't really see how it, you know, sustains itself throughout this entire Love Island season. I can't imagine what's going to happen in Casa Amor, but you know, that I don't mean to get ahead of myself, but that's definitely one that like is the most significant one, I think, to everyone right now. I don't know. Like, I just haven't really, everyone else is very much still open and keeping things, you know, pretty casual at the moment. And so like, nothing's really sticking out to me. I think everyone's really just focused on this relationship being doomed to hell.
It is. It's crazy because like, before we got to the recoupling, everybody was almost to the point where I'm trying to stay in a couple just so I don't have the opportunity to leave. You know what I mean? Like, that was really what some of these, even the recoupling felt like. They still feel like that. Like, it didn't make any sense. And we'll start there, right? So the recoupling, obviously they started off with Jeremiah. Everybody knew they were where Jeremiah was going to go, and everybody knew he was going to pick. And Jeremiah and Huda obviously picked, Jeremiah picked Huda. And then of course we see Taylor pick Alondra, which again, that really wasn't much of a surprise. Charlie picked Hannah, another one that really didn't surprise. Now let's talk about this one. Ace picking Amaya. This confused me. And we'll talk about everything that has unfolded with these two since after we talk about the recoupling. But I thought for sure Ace was going to pick Shelly here. Like, I thought for sure this was going to be finally the snap of the fingers where it's like, all right, let's make this thing a thing. What about you?
I feel like Ace is playing the long game here. I don't know if he's just like has his doctorate in Love Island or if he's just really been doing his research, but I feel like he is like playing a game with this experience. And I feel like he know like definitely by far has the most interest in Shelly, but like knows that it's too early on or like, you know, doesn't want to knows that once he does couples up with her, he's probably like, I don't know. He's kind of closing, not closing things off, but like, it's kind of going to be like end game. And I don't think he's ready for that. And so I feel like he's playing like the Love Island long game with Shelly and like, and also like just kind of knows maybe what the audience, like, I don't know, like is thinking or feeling or in like, knows that it's just a little bit too soon. And so I think he's being very strategic, maybe a little sneaky because like the way he's treating Amaya is like so not okay. Like literally the moment that the coupling ceremony was over, he basically like treated it the whole thing like he got the ick from her immediately.
Yeah, it was insane to me because I agree with you. Like when you with Ace, obviously Ace has this background in social media. Like he's got like hundreds of thousands of followers all over social media. Like he's a very popular face. And it's like even later on, like we plan on playing the game that they played at the end of episode 8 of like clout over everything. Like he's the first person that comes to mind whenever like people were talking about the competition, like who's here for clout? It's Ace. Like to me, he knows how to strategically put himself. I mean, even with this whole thing with Amaya, it all feels calculated. You know what I mean? Like it feels calculated and it doesn't really shock me. And then of course, all of this led to Austin picking Shelly because it's a safe pick, A, for Austin, B, for Shelly, obviously, because if she doesn't get picked, then she goes home and that's not going to happen because there's no stakes there with anybody else. And I, for the life of me, I understand. And we talked about this a little bit before we got on air, but there is a resurgence of love for Austin and it's really making me mad because there's nobody I want to see gone more than Austin. This guy is, I want to mute my TV, but I feel like I'm going to hear his voice anyway, every time that man talks. And he just feels like he's a one-upper too. He just feels like he's one of those one-uppers. And I don't feel like he's told a single truth since he's been in this damn villa.
I guess I just really haven't been paying attention to him, to be honest, but some of his TikToks come on my For You page lately. And like, I don't know, it's kind of been like a little endearing, like just like the doofiness of it all. But like, yeah, he's definitely not one of my favorites, but I would say like, I get the, what everyone's saying about him growing on them, but I think it kind of just boils down to like people just feeling bad because like Shelly is a baddie. Like, yes, they're currently coupled. Like she brings up his cool factor significantly. And like the fact that she's genuinely apparently somehow into him, I think that that's like kind of upping his cool factor a little bit and like, you know, having to see Ace like flirting with his girl and everything. I think maybe there's like a little bit of a sympathy card that maybe like he gets in all of this, but maybe that's what's going on. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Because at the same time, like we're like, are we leaving out the fact that he kind of had like a makeout sesh with Amaya? Like, did we forget that that existed? Like, it's crazy to me. Like, it's just lingering back in the back of my mind. Like, even when Amaya and Shelly had that big old argument, like, the converse, like, the makeout session has not been brought up yet. Like, it hasn't. I know,
which is really ironic considering that Amaya nearly tore Shelly's head off that morning on, was it episode 7? I don't know. But, like, whenever it was that Ace wanted to do the, like, yoga or meditation session with Shelly, and like Amaya, like literally, quite literally ripped off Shelly's head. It's like, weren't you just kind of like making out with the guy that she's coupled up with? So I don't know. I felt like there was a little bit of hypocrisy there that I was not loving.
Yeah, I said that I really wish that Shelly would get rid of her Make-A-Wish kid. You know what I mean? I feel like he had a Make-A-Wish was to be on like Love Island and have a baddie by his side. And that's exactly what's happening. Shelly deserves so much better. I need a bombshell that just comes in and just rocks her world or something. And I don't, and I just don't, I don't want Ace. I just don't want Ace to be with Shelly. I know that's probably where we're navigating towards, especially after this most recent batch, but
I don't know. I knew it was too good to be true. Ace really put on the charm in those first few episodes. And now he, like, his true colors are kind of coming out a little bit, it sounds like. And like, it's hard to root for him and Shelly, you know, still, but like, there's still this part of me that's like, oh, I don't want to see it. I just want to see it. Maybe not like end game, but like, I just want to see it happen. And then, yeah. And then, like you said, bombshell whisks Shelly away. I think honestly, that's what all the girls are hoping at this point. Everyone except Huda anyway.
Yeah. Because for me, like, if you think about it, like if you look at the pecking order and it makes sense why there's a level of people that might start liking Austin a little bit, because if you compare him to the other guys on the show and how they're acting, I mean, anywhere from like Taylor's very hot and cold towards Alondra, which is totally messed up. Another baddie on the show that's just getting the, and I feel like he's almost playing her now to this point.
Yeah,
to,
look, talk about needing a bombshell. I feel like she's going to be a breakout star of this season, but she's just not getting her due credit right now so far.
And I'll tell you what, she's the one that stands on business a little bit more. And I think that Shelly kind of overshadows her just a little bit. But for me, Alondra, she stands on business when it comes to like confronting Jeremiah. Like, I'm gonna defend my girl Huda. Like, everybody hates Huda or whatever it is, but like, Alondra is gonna be like, hey, I got your back. I'm gonna get down to the business. I'm gonna find out who's legit or not, because you know, I'm gonna see who these guys' feelings are legit. But she's not clocking Taylor, who is literally like not giving her anything, and then finally gives her just a little bit, gave her a little bit in that photo booth, and now she's like on cloud nine over it, and it's still like
that for her. She's definitely like, yeah, strong, stands up for her friends, speaks her mind, but it does seem like she's getting a little bit like blind spot-ish with like, you know, Taylor right now, which, yeah, I don't want to see that.
I mean, she's also the only one that's really clocked Ace too. Well, Amaya has now. Prior to Amaya, Alondra was the one that clocked Ace for being just Ace. And we've seen it unfold. And of course, obviously, this is where we saw Nick pick Sierra, where we saw Bella Dasha, yes, as everybody's been calling her, go home. Which, yes,
Bell Dasha.
I don't know.
I mean, you can't say that she didn't make waves in that, you know, her last episode. Like, really, like, that was a big turning point for her. And like, people were just falling in love with her left and right, Nick included. I genuinely was kind of shocked. I think that, like, I think a big part, I think he really was torn in that decision. Yep. I don't really know what like made him lean one way or the other with Sierra. That was so confusing. Like, literally, like, bringing Bell Dasha to Soul Ties and then the photo booth thing like 5 minutes later with Sierra was just absolute insanity to me.
And I thought Sierra would make a little bit more of a bigger deal of that. I, like, she kind of like made a little bit, I feel like she made more of a deal with it with the girls than she ever did with Nick. Like, it was a short conversation.
Yeah, she's definitely like treading lightly. I can tell, like, she realizes like their connection is still really new, they're still really open. I think she really doesn't want to come off as, you know, I don't know, high maintenance maybe, or whatever it is.
Or more like Huda.
Well, yeah, literally, like, exactly. Yes. So I think she's trying to avoid that, like, and seem like cool, chill girl. But like, you know, that's not going to last for long. But Sierra's another one. I really think that she's going to, even though she kind of came in as a bombshell, I really think she's going to be seen as like, you know, part of the OG cast and be like a really big breakout star and all this. I don't know. I just see like star quality about her.
Yeah, and to me, it's such a lopsided venture right now when it comes to the guys versus girls, right? Because I'm very neutral about Hannah. I don't really have an opinion on her. I don't feel like we're seeing a whole lot of Charlie and Hannah on our screens.
Really not. Like, yeah, there's like been no confessionals of Charlie, hardly at all. And something popped up to me like on, you know, TikTok or whatever. Like, there's no confessionals of Jeremiah. Have you noticed that?
I do. Yeah, I do notice that.
Like, he has not talked to the camera once, basically. And people are trying to piece together why the editors might have done it that way. Maybe like, I don't know, maybe there's like, it's going to be make sense down the road, or maybe it has something to do with like, you know,
or maybe it has something to do with Jeremiah and Huda, the only real kind of couple that they have right now. You know what I mean? Like they're clinging on to, because it's still, I mean, it is early, but we're 8 days in and they've only really been the only established couple since the beginning. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We knew that there would be issues and they probably wouldn't make Endgame, but they need a couple to kind of like, that's the point of the game or the show. Right. You know what I mean?
There has to be someone. Carrie, someone has to be mom and dad in Huda's words.
Oh my God.
But yeah, maybe like I have heard the theory that like maybe actually like they're trying to paint Huda to be this like super delusional girl, but like maybe Jeremiah's like is in fact as into her as she is into him, and they're kind of, you know, editing it so it just kind of looks like she's the more invested one and taking him out of it. But I don't know. I can definitely see in this most recent episode 8, like she is wearing on him. So.
Yeah. I actually made it's funny. And it's not funny, obviously, because they got divorced, but I made a post yesterday that Jeremiah and Huda remind me of Milton and Lydia from Love is Blind. I was like, she was kind of like the overbearing person. He is just like, now somebody said that, you know, the difference between Jeremiah and Milton was super smart, but obviously, and then of course today it was announced that Lydia and Milton are going to divorce, which, I mean, that sucks for them, but I was just like, it kind of reminded me so much of them because I felt like she was just clinging on. And he was just like along for the ride type of thing. But do you see, so we have our six couples, right? Where obviously I really feel like we're pinpointing where we're probably going to finally see Ace and Shelly mix it, finally potentially make it a couple.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
During the recoupling, who else do you see here that's going to probably make it to the next recoupling, right? That won't flip with another person.
Oh, I definitely think that Charlie and Hannah, like, I think they're potentially Endgame. I think they actually have a really sweet connection, and it might actually be healthy enough that we, you know, that's why we're not getting very much of like the confessionals and the drama, because I think they might just actually be mutually into each other. So I believe that they'll definitely make it to the next coupling. I think he might even like make it past Casa Amor unscathed. Like I'm kind of like digging them as like a healthy, committed couple. Who else? I mean, I do think Huda and Jeremiah still have a few more rounds in them. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think the bombshells that are coming next episode are going to shake everything up. And I pray to God that they do.
Yeah, we need it, because to me, it's the thing about it. The thing with like Nick and Sierra, I feel like Nick is like another baddie away from just like turning his cheek again. Because if you look at the way he like, he can't stand watching the kissing challenges. But my dude loves to be invested in them kissing challenges, because I really thought like Nick and Alandria, now I want him to stay as far away from her as possible because she's awesome and he's a player. But like their chemistry was really like, I liked it. I liked the way they like the banter they had during the challenge. I thought it was nice. But I feel like if you had a pick right now, who do you think the next person to go home is?
I feel like unless a bombshell comes in and changes everything, I think Amaya will go home.
I think everybody's like, it's like one or the other. You're either team Amaya or your turn.
Like the girls are going to get next pick, right? So it's going to be
yes. Oh, it should be a guy to go home. Yeah.
I don't know. It just depends on the bombshells. Austin. I could see it being Austin, honestly.
I think it's in Taylor too, though. If a guy bombshell.
Taylor, I do. I think she's got another round of that in her. But I think it could be Austin. Unless the bombshells just absolutely suck, which is not their job.
No, not at all. Your job is to come in and shake some feathers. You know what I mean? So to me, like, I feel like so Jeremiah and Huda, like I feel like even if he's tired of her, he doesn't want to go home, so he'll just pick or no, she's gonna pick him no matter what. So she's not invested to anybody but him, unless
he realize like who like I just need him to like realize. I don't know, like just if you look at her and look at him, like it's one like what's that TikTok audio that's like and she's amazing and he's there.
Yes.
So that's how I feel about this couple. Like, I just can't wrap my brain around why Alandria, like, could possibly be more invested in him than he is in her.
Makes no sense to me. All right. So, obviously, in episode 8, we had the Pucker or Pie competition, and we'll kind of share our thoughts on a lot of what went down in that, but also answer some of the questions ourselves. There was a couple of them, but the one that was really stands out, obviously, is the regrets coupling with their person. Obviously, picked Shelly picked Ace. Obviously, this was the first moment where we were all like, here comes the kiss. Here comes the kiss that we saw, but it wasn't the kiss that we saw. But that's my question to you. Obviously, the regrets the coupling with their person, Ace is the number one answer.
I mean, everyone clapped and cheered and agreed. Like, even Amaya was like, yeah. Like, literally. So, I mean, not shocked there. Definitely ditto on that one.
Clout over love. Sierra obviously picked Ace. Ace was not exactly thrilled, but also he planted a kiss on her. Like, he planted a big one on her. That one kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah. Wait, who was that again?
Sierra picked Ace. Clout over love.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's one of those undeniable ones. I don't know anyone else that has this massive of a YouTube following.
Yeah. Jeremiah, most high maintenance, he picked Huda. I could see that, but I also could definitely see Shelly, and I love Shelly, but I just feel like, but I also on the guy side of things, I see Ace too.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these fit Ace.
I know, like every one of them.
Poor guy.
So this one was interesting. Alandria picked, Jeremiah and Huda, they just kissed. That's not surprising. Alandria fake relationship to make it to the final. She picked Jeremiah, and that shocked everybody.
Yeah. I feel like she didn't get pissed, which I was kind of expecting her to get pissed.
Same. I was too. And then he played the safe route. He gave her a little, you know, kiss on the cheek, I think it was, or she kissed him on the cheek, one or the other. All right, Amaya, who's the most boring? This is the one that I am interested to feel like. Who do you? Because she picked Nick, and I don't feel like Nick is boring. So that was a weird choice for me.
I mean, how do you define boring? Because if we're defining boring, like
Taylor's the top of my like Taylor, I think Taylor or Jeremiah, I think.
Yes, I agree. Taylor is the epitome of give us nothing, and like Jeremiah. Yeah, I mean, it like literally, if we're looking at boring as like, you know, you're just in your, you're literally married like era, then like, yeah, he's boring.
I expected more from Taylor too. The cowboy hat. I was just expecting this kind of fun, spunky.
Yeah, kind of leaning into the character a little bit more, but no, he gives us nothing.
Literally nothing.
I thought he was going to kind of be like the Rob of the season with like, you know, playing with the bugs and the spiders and the snake. Like, no, he just like sits back and does nothing. And like, don't even get me started. He annoys me. I don't know. And maybe I'll be singing a different tune. I can see a world where I eat my words and he becomes a favorite, but like, I do not get the hype at this moment. And
Taylor?
I am Mr. like not even interesting enough to have his confessionals on television. Like, yes, I agree. They're both the most boring.
I'm holding out hope for Taylor because Taylor, I thought early on, I liked him and I've flipped on him just based on the idea of like, I don't like what he's doing to Andrea. Like that to me is really like the way he's handled that. And then the fact that he kissed her in that photo booth, I was so mad at him for doing that. Like, don't give her just a little taste of what she wants to keep her kind of coming around. But that's what a lot of these guys are doing. Huda had the question of secretly waiting for someone better to walk in. I literally think you could pick every single one of the girls except for Hannah and Huda. And that would have been a perfect answer there.
I don't understand why she went with Ace on that one specifically. I think like, and but also I don't understand why Ace got that offended. Like for some reason that was the one, like over being a clout chaser, over being like, you know, I forget all the other ones, but he got like pegged with a lot of like those things. And not really sure why that one hit the hardest. He said like it just seemed like it was personal, but like they're all waiting for like, you know, I feel like most of them are waiting for the next thing to walk in. So like why is it that big of an offense to him? I don't quite understand.
Yeah, for me, and I agree with you there, because clout over love, that would have made me more mad, way more mad than Huda giving him that. Like I would have never, like being the one waiting for somebody better to walk in, because we've seen
like they already established that like he regretted his choice, it kind of seems like the duh option.
And we've seen him literally playing Shelly, playing this game with Shelly for this weird thing for the longest time too. Let's see here. Taylor got the one trying too hard and he picked Amaya. I didn't agree with that one. I don't disagree, I guess, but I don't agree. I don't know. I feel like Amaya has been someone who she got picked. She thought she was liked then, and then tried to show some affection or anything towards Ace and was just automatically ridiculed from there. And I'm not saying her stance on everything has been right. I don't feel like she really should have came at Shelly the way that she did, because she hasn't been exactly innocent behind
closed doors. But it feels like she's like the butt of the joke at this point.
Right. And that to me is where it's frustrating, I think, because I don't feel like she deserves that. And Ace has flipped that so heavily with the people at the island. And I feel like people watching it are taking that as the same as well. And I don't feel like she's being taken as seriously as she should be.
Yeah, I agree. I'm worried about my girl. I do feel like no one on the island is currently like, there's no match for her there today. So like, I think like, unless there's like a bombshell just for her, I do think like, she's not going to be around for a super long time. And that makes me sad, because I think she's a little bit of a freak, but freaky deekies deserve love too.
Exactly. And speaking of speaking of the freakiest moment, obviously, to me, will probably be one of the, when they look back, top five, top 10 Love Island USA season 7 moments is where Sierra says red flag vibes. She picked Shelly. The only reason she picked Shelly is because she wanted to put it on Shelly. And these two put on a little bit of a show. And the The crowd went wild. It was hilarious watching the guys absolutely lose their shit. And I love if you, when you watch the video of that, she didn't even try to flip it. It was hilarious. Like I thought more people would have done what she did in that moment. Right. I thought like even Ace or Shelly would have just tossed it on the ground. Oh no, you have to kiss me.
Sorry. That's true. That's a good strategy for sure.
Nicest smiles, Shelly. That doesn't really, that, I mean, Ace picked Shelly, which obviously was a no brainer. Him flipping it in the air and it landing on the kiss. Like that was like, the producers is like the greatest gift they had. You know what I mean? You know, and then of course Ace goes head first and Austin said, Shelly ain't even kissed me like that. I'm like, I died laughing at him saying, I'm like, no shit, brother. She doesn't like you like that, man. Like, you know, I'm sorry, man.
Poor Austin.
No. Ugh. Ugh. but yeah. So to me, that whole competition, which now this is where it's fun. And this is where we unpack the final moments of this episode where all of the guys decide that they're going to dogpile on Huda to Jeremiah, which then Jeremiah takes and was already acting a little bit weird throughout this episode, but this was just the icing on the cake where she walked up, he gave her a handshake in just one of the craziest things I've ever seen a dude do to a girl that has been literally like sleeping with for 7 days here. And then she goes and then wonders why she gets mad at him because he's giving her the complete cold shoulder. How did you feel about this? And then it was funny because what was it? Nick was like, Austin brought up. This is the only thing Austin has done that I've liked the entire time was he brought up that the guys basically made Jeremiah like, you know, flip a switch there.
Yeah. Yeah. He did kind of. Well, it was Nick. Like he was like.
Yeah, Nick was, yeah.
Nick was the one that stirred the pot and Austin was the one that kind of called him out on it, and which I loved. But yeah, Nick was basically like saying, like, I think Huda's being fake with you, which like that is astounding. Like I am not a fan of the relationship and I am like by no means like their champion, but like I do feel like it's legit, like affection, legit. Like I do think she's like truly her, like she's in it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's, whole heart and soul.
Of anything you could have called her like fake, you know, faking it at all was not near any of the 50 things that I would think of when it came to who to like her feelings that's towards Jeremiah.
Really off base and almost like sabotage-y. And like obviously it worked because Jeremiah got in his head, started acting weird around Huda, and now it's like the trickle down effect. Like now she's in her feelings and is feeling insecure and calling him out on it, and then it's going to cause more problems. Like it, basically I feel like mission accomplished for Nick. Like I feel like he wanted to stir shit up and he did.
Yeah, because it started with Ace too, because Ace was like coming at him because like why was your girl coming after me, and then Nick kind of chimed in and it was like, well, Ace, shut the fuck up. And then like, and then Nick kind of chimed in and was like, what are you like, what's the purpose? You know what I mean? Like it didn't feel like there was a necessary purpose for what was going on. And then of course, now when this next episode comes in, how are they going to end? And you already know, like you can tell by watching Huda, she's got some insecurity issues, maybe some past situations, relationships because of how she acts. And she kind of gravitates towards him. You can't just go and be lovey-dovey all up in each other's bubble and then out of nowhere just be like, oh, and then wonder why. I mean, these people are shoved up their asses 24/7 right now, you know what I mean? Like people are like, oh, how can you have this much feelings for somebody? Like you're literally around this person,
yeah, you have so nothing much else to do like
but this talk to each other.
All you have to put your energy into is getting to know these people and like focusing on your relationships and like, yeah, of course it's going to accelerate things like crazy.
For sure. For sure. Well, I am excited to see what's in store for us in episode 9, which will be tomorrow night. I do love that they've been dropping these episodes a little bit early on us. It's been weird, but it's fun catching up. It's fun talking about it. It's fun trying to stay in the flow. I'm ready for more new people. I'm ready for Austin to go home, but I'm going to say that.
Vendetta.
It'll be the Love and Reality Podcast drinking game when you listen to the podcast. Every time Ricky says Austin needs to go home, you take a shot and you'll be drunk about 5 minutes into the podcast. So, but Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining me. We will be back again This is fun.
Yeah, so fun. Thanks for having me. And until next time.
For sure.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.